Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. And her preaching today is about our relationship to power.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child and placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is greatest." Then John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow in our company." And Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Watch the nightly news and you will see the recurring questions of who is the greatest. It's all about power. Shortly before this story in Luke, the disciples had failed to cure an epileptic child. They were unsure of themselves, having been charged with the power of God. They had failed. They had been charged with the power to heal and had failed. Jesus cures the child, but then the questions of who is the greatest and who will have power in the kingdom recur among the disciples. As the UN meets in New York, you can easily see the power the world understands. Might, money, military prowess. Who is the most important? The power of God is wedded to vulnerability. Jesus had prophesied to them about his death. It is about love, not money, not who is the best. There is always someone to come who is better, someone who will break the record. Jesus hears them and brings forth the child. Children have no power. Look at the child refugees at the border in ICE camps. Greta, a 16-year-old with Asperger's, speaks, and personal questions recur. Who has power? It can't be her. She is called many names. And the 4 million young people who show power by their presence stand for the earth's future and theirs. Whoever receives this child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is greatest. And so, in the beginning and end of this passage, the disciples seek to exert an exclusive relationship as disciples to Jesus. This gospel is all about the power of God and relationship. Jesus includes. He gathers all people to himself. Do we? Do we exert the power of kindness and justice, or are we more concerned about ourselves and being on top? Are we a listening response, welcoming the weak and the young and the poor? What kind of power do we want to be today? Thank you.